flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
a man complained, "God, why don't you answer my prayers?" God answered back, "Why do you expect?" And the man said, "But I pray for results." And God said, "And I want you to focus on enjoying the prayer. Praying itself should become the joy. One of the greatest blessings of God is His unanswered prayers. One of the beauty of life is unreached destination. One of the secrets of this universe is unsolved mysteries. You are not here to understand everything. Let things remain mystery. Let the drama keep some of the secrets as secret. This is a suspense thriller movie. Some suspense should stay. Not everything should be revealed. The beauty of the drama, of this drama, is unrevealed scenes. So don't try to understand everything. but enjoy whatever you have understood. Life is a celebration to rejoice in small acts. Everything should become celebration. The Murli uses the word renunciation, and when you use the word renunciation, it has negative connotation. It demands giving up something. It is hard to give up, but here, even renunciation is joy. Because what you are giving up, what you are renouncing, the waste, the dirty, the ugly, the unneeded, the unnecessary, the extra, the garbage, the rubbish, the burden, the trauma, the pain, the misery, the anguish, the vices, the negativity, the sorrow, the suffering, the pain, the maladies, the sickness, the sick tendencies. The unwanted sanskars, the weed, the murky, the darkness. It's a joy. It's a celebration of getting. It's not about rejoicing for giving up something. It's of enjoyment of the highest. That what we got is so high, so elevated, so lofty, that before it, all else fades into insignificance. So today's Murli, and not just this Murli, it's a series of 6 Murlis on renunciation, Tyag. This is perhaps a course on renunciation. This is perhaps a 7-day course. This is, for the first time, Baba has spoken on one topic consistently in a series. Maintaining the sequence. Otherwise, he is quite famous for not maintaining sequence. So, next 6-7 Murlis are on just one topic, renunciation. All the English translations use the word renunciation. But non-BK literature doesn't use the word renunciation for Tyag. They use sacrifice. Renunciation is a word they have kept preserved for Vairagya. And here we use the word disinterest. So this Murli is about renunciation and fortune, sacrifice and destiny. What have you renounced? That's the question. And the answer is only one thing. Shudra Jeevan, the life of Shudras. And what is that life? A life of a Shudra. That's the life of worldly tendencies, worldly desires. That's the life of anxiety. That's the life of fear and insecurity. That is the life of wanting, yearning. That's the life of spiritual darkness. That's the life of ignorance, of not knowing karma and its result. This you have renounced. That is the life of indecision, of vices, of persistent suffering. A life of illusion and darkness. Somebody asked, what's marriage? And the answer was given. Marriage is a fine institution where both of them make each other miserable and call it love. So worldly life is the life of utter hollowness, desire for recognition. They need validation from others, certificates. Just like the story of Fox and Rabbit. But the rabbit demanded the fox for the validation. So, today's Murli is about renunciation and is about fortune. The similar fortune has been given to all children. What are you doing with it? So they're saying in Brahmin family, the moment you become Brahmin, you get fat. F-A-T, fat. Not the fat of obesity. Fat means fortune, attainments and treasures. So there are Murli on Bhagya, there are Murlis on Prapti and there are Murlis on Khazana. The moment you become Brahmin, you get fat. You get fortune and fortunate. So what are you doing with this fortune? What are you doing with these attainments? What are you doing with these treasures? Are you putting these treasures to work? Or you have just kept them? Baba said, if you take care of them, it means you are imbibing them. And to increase the treasure, the property, means you're putting them to work. So what are you doing with the treasures? You are just wasting it or increasing it. Now everything depends on this, what you do with the treasure, because the similar treasure has been given to all. He has said sweet children and long lost and now children to everyone. His teachings are unbiased and unprejudiced. His donation is free and for all. His Srimat is for all and sundry. And yet, there is division. Now, how this division has come? Why? There is classification in every Murli. There are some who are using these treasures to the full. There are some who are not using. There are others who are losing. So what do you do with these treasures? There are some who are using their brains, the brainy children. There are some who are using their hearts. There are some who are doing Kamal and there are others who are doing Damal. Creating ruckus. the spiritual commotion. Mischievous and creating disturbances everywhere. There are others who are doing service, but their service is an act of love. And there are others who are just doing it as duty to give a 7-day course, to give a yoga shivir, or to deliver a class, and their work is done. The rest of the time they are not concerned. Renunciation is love in action. There are so many categories. Where do I stand? What I have to do? Again, there are two types of Brahmins, two types of bhikkhus. One, staying in the household as trustees. And the second, those who surrender themselves as sevadhari, staying in the center, the surrendered sisters. But Baba said, it is the intention that matters. It is not the place. It is the bhav and bhavana that is the spiritual underwater. Undercurrent. So who you are, rather than asking what I should do, what I should eat, when should I sleep, when should I get up, how many times I should read Murli. The most important thing is who you are. And then all these things, questions can be answered. So, what you have to do from this Murli? The first task, spiritual vocabulary. Make a list of about 25 English words and find out their meanings. That is the first task from today's Murli. It doesn't mean that you do not know the meaning of the words. You might be knowing the meaning of the words. You have heard them n number of times. And yet, when we pick up words, when we segregate them and look up their meanings in dictionary, you become focused on them for some time. And you understand, you know, the subtle nuances, the deeper connotations, the subtlest meanings of those words. So pick up 25 such words and find out their meanings. This is the first task. The second task from today's Murli. This is a new thing. This is called acoustic poems. You pick up one word, for example, renunciation. Tyag. Take the first letter of each word and create a poetry. Compose a poetry. The first line of the poetry will start with R. The second line will start with E. In this manner. This is called acoustic poem. We have to do something with the Murli, and every day we have to do something new. Don't keep on using the same routine methods. Every day a new approach. Every day a novel way of understanding. Every day a newfangled methodology. See it. It's so colorful. It's so beautiful. It's so nice. Let's decorate it. Let's beautify it. Embellish it with different methods. So this is a new method. The third thing is compile all the quotes on renunciation and fortune. you can compile the sayings of great men. You can compile from scriptures. You can take any scriptural book, any text, anything. Just compile all the phrases, idioms, words, great sayings. But they should have renunciation and fortune, two things. So that is compilation. The third is analogy. What analogy? Analogy in nature, the symbolism in the nature. Look at the clouds. They give up water. So that is sacrifice. That is renunciation. And the fortune they get. Look at the river. The river is moving and ultimately merging, mingling into the ocean. Is not that an act of surrender, an act of renunciation? Anything. Think, reflect, cogitate, contemplate. Nature is the beautiful library of spirituality. Each and everything which is in nature is a symbol of spiritual principle. The nature is the very embodiment of spiritual principles. Nature is spirituality incarnate. So, and last thing, read some story, some about historical figure, or some spiritual text, or from spiritual text, or some person who is a religious figure, and whom you always admired, and whose life depicts renunciation, tyag. Scriptures mention Harishchandra, Raja, King Janak, and so many such historical, religious, spiritual figures. So read about them. So whenever you have a murli in hand, that murli should turn into some task. That murli should not remain just a theory. Create some creative tasks. Your mind should remain busy in something or other. If you just keep it idle, it will run. It has a tendency to go towards lower consciousness. Let it move towards higher consciousness. And for movement towards higher consciousness, it needs a force. It needs some task, some aim, some goal, some pull, a hand, a target to achieve. Om Shanti.